Again, this year, lots of events, activities. Can you crunch the numbers for me?
This year, we have 84 different partners participating in the Phoenix Fly Celebration. That is an increase from last year and our largest number ever. We have over 200 separate events across the city. We have a couple of events that are singular events, and so we encourage you to take a look at those. But we do have a number of events that we'll be repeating regularly. And so, again, if you can't get to one, take a look at our calendar and see if you can make a second.
Paging through the Phoenix Flies pamphlet, the brochures, for me, it's always sort of like a quick study of Atlanta history. You get photographs in there, descriptions of all these marvelous places in town, and some out of town for that matter. One observation I've had is that there are a number of churches that have graced the pages, pun intended, if you will. And you've got tours of most of them. Is there one that, if you had to pick one not to be missed, what church would that be?
Oh, well, we couldn't pick one. But we do have some wonderful things. Ellen, would you?
Absolutely. All Saints Episcopal is rejoining us this year and showing off the stained glass windows that they have recently had refurbished and cleaned up a little bit. We're also working with First Baptist Church of Chattahoochee for the first year, and they're going to be part of Atlanta's Upper West Side tours in conjunction with Standing Peachtree Park and the Collins Memorial United Methodist Church as well. We are also going to be working with Christ Scientist is on as well this year, as well as a couple of our usual, such as the Cathedral, St. Paul Methodist, and Rock Springs.
I'm not sure if you've included the castle on Peachtree in Midtown before, Fort Peace.
We have. You know, the APC had extensive advocacy for the castle. And as you know, too, that was one of the key moments in preservation in Atlanta when the rallying cry over the comment from one of our mayors that it was a hunk of junk,
yes.
So now, after it being landmarked and then yet endangered, the roof had gone on it and it needed repair. And a young man took it on several years ago, and we've been following that. So it's been on Phoenix Flies several times in its degraded state as he took it on and began improvements. And now we'll get to see more of those results. He's been having events there, and I think he's doing a wonderful job of getting it back where it needs to be.
And for those who are not familiar with the castle, it sits next to the Woodruff Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
The history of that building is absolutely fascinating. Don't want to reveal any of it now, but you really need to see that structure if you get a chance.
Well, it was built as something special for Atlanta, and I think it certainly is.
Again, this year, Unseen Underground, one of your more popular tours, right?
Yes, and of course that highlights another of our assets that is currently under a state of change. You've heard about the developments that may go on down there. And so we wanted to hold this up as something that I think, depending on your age in Atlanta, one has seen underground go through so many phases, and as it may enter into another one, we wanted to hold it up as something worth preserving and part of, an essential part of our history.
And we should point out that the Unseen Underground Tour is a lot more than just touring the underground shopping district.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot underneath the city that's just, well, it's not to be missed. You might want to sign up early because that fills up pretty quick, right?
Yes, I believe you'll be right there.
Well, you certainly have the city's parks covered. You've got Piedmont Park, you've got Grant Park, Olmsted's Druid Hills, the Linear Park over there, Standing Peachtree Park. And there's a park that you've included this year that many may not be familiar with, Constitution Lakes Park.
That was brought to our attention by Connor Lee of History Atlanta, a blog that's run out of here in Atlanta, and he focuses on kind of the lesser known parts of Atlanta's history, things that have a little bit of mystery attached to them. The Constitution Tour will also include the Doll's Head Trail Tour, which is where we will have a local folk artist talk about his process in using the materials that are left after the brickmaking company moved away. The Constitution Lakes themselves are actually man-made lakes that were put together to fulfill the needs of the brickmaking company that was there originally. And Connor has done a wonderful job of researching the history of this area. And again, not to give too much away, but it's a lot more than just the brickmaking factory, that there's a very complex history that goes on over there. And if you combine that with the Doll's Head Trail, I think it's going to be a wonderful tour. And you'll even have the opportunity to make a little of your own art with our local artist at the Doll's Head Trail.
And the Doll's Head Trail is named that because literally there are dolls' heads on that, and that's
All
we want to say about that.
Yes, right? I think that is plenty to say about that.
For those of us who have lived in Atlanta for a while, which I know includes you and me, Boyd, anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Ellen, but...
I'm a native Atlantan, been here for a while.
Is that a prerequisite to work for the Preservation Center?
No, not at all. I think some of our most ardent preservationists are people who've come to us from other areas.
Well, for those of us who have lived in town for a while, who always wondered what it would be like to become a member of the Piedmont Driving Club, which is one of the city's oldest and most prestigious private clubs, but couldn't get in, Phoenix Flies has a way to get you in the door, don't they?
Well, we do, and it's a fascinating building. It's a fascinating institution, and it's connected to so much of our Atlanta history, the development of neighborhoods, our social history, of course, and then to the 1895 Cotton States, which took place in Piedmont Park and the way that Piedmont Park developed. Bill Mitchell, who is a very noted historian here, has done numbers of books that highlight our assets throughout Georgia, will be taking people through the club and giving them a marvelous insight into that.
Each year you're adding new sites and new events. Don't have time to run down all of them, but which one are you most excited about?
We're inaugurating a new tour of Westview, which is a private cemetery, but which began in the 1880s. And after Oakland, I think, is one of our most historic. And so, again, you see not only great architecture, some of our earliest buildings, the gatehouse was designed by Walter T. Downing and built in 1890. There are numbers of monuments out there, including some really amazing American Renaissance sculptures. Also, the Battle of Ezra Church, which took place during the battles of Atlanta, took place on the property. So it's an extremely historic site.
Ellen, you got a pick?
I think mine would be the Trolley Barn. This is the first year that they've been able to partner with us, and we are thrilled to be able to hold them up as a wonderful example of preservation in the city. And this is such a great example of when preservation goes right and when a community comes together and says, this building is worth saving. What can we do to protect it? And
in Inman Park.
Yes, sir.
Inman Park is one of our most marvelous historic neighborhoods, and the community within Inman Park itself is a great reason for that. You have urban pioneers who went in there starting in the 60s and reclaimed and preserved that neighborhood and began working on the Trolley Barn, I believe, in the late 60s, early 70s. And now they're working on getting it for their own community, so people may be interested in how they can help with that and preserve something that's really unique within the city fabric.
For information on Phoenix Flies, the simple way to get that?
Visit our website at www.preserveatlanta.com.
Boyd Coons is the executive director of the Atlanta Preservation Center, and Ellen Cody is the events coordinator for this year's Phoenix Flies. Great to see both of you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Steve.